Northwest Syria is seeing one of the world's most severe humanitarian crises. That's according to the World Health Organization. Intense fighting in that part of the country has been going on for several months. The Syrian government and its allies have been battling opposition groups there. As a result, more than 500,000 people do not have access to medical services. For the woman at the center of our next story, the news from Northwest Syria brings back some dark memories. She also lived through a long-term siege in an area outside of Damascus, but as a doctor, she felt it was her duty to stay and help. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
Let's go back to the spring of 2013. Syrian government forces had laid siege to a neighborhood outside of the capital.
That video shows the dramatic scenes in Syria's eastern Ghouta, which is east of Damascus. Observers say over 100 civilians have been killed there in the past 24 hours.
Some 400,000 people were cut off from the outside world. Syrian forces carried out airstrikes on a daily basis, according to the United Nations. They also burned crops to starve the population there. Food became so scarce in eastern Ghouta that the UN says some families lived on tree leaves and grass. Amani Balur was in the middle of it all. She had just graduated from Damascus University and was about to start medical school to become a pediatrician.
I had to choose if I want to stay in the eastern Ghouta or I had to stay in Damascus city to complete studying.
She decided to stay in Ghouta, the very place that came to witness the longest running siege in modern history, 5 years. Balur had very little medical experience outside of the classroom. Still, she volunteered to treat the wounded at a hospital that was under construction.
It was about 2 or 3 rooms at the beginning, so we make emergency room and other room for operation.
Balur watched as eastern Ghouta slowly transformed into a ghost town.
At that time, you couldn't see anyone on the surface. All the people in some shelters underground, and some people stayed for 3 or 4 days without food, and they couldn't get out.
In 2018, MSF, the medical NGO, reported that some 70% of the people in one neighborhood lived in basements and shelters underground. Balur and her small team became an essential part of that subterranean life. She tells me when the airstrikes got intense, they decided to move the operating room to the basement of the hospital.
We fix it because it's supposed to be a kitchen, so we work a lot on this place to make it a good place to be hospital.
They nicknamed the dark, airless space the cave, or al-kahf in Arabic. This is sound from a documentary shot inside the cave. Often, Balur's patients were kids that were pulled out of the rubble following intense airstrikes. Sometimes she had no other option but to amputate their limbs.
Children didn't understand that, and they ask why and how this happened, why you cut my hand. And we stood without answers.
Balur was so busy, she barely found time to process what was happening around her. Except, she says, in the rare quiet moments in her office when she broke down in tears.
You know, it's difficult to stay in this place, but it was my choice. I wanted to stay with these people.
As the years went on, Balur and her team expanded the underground hospital. They dug tunnels that connected the hospital to the Syrian capital, Damascus.
It became very big place, very strong.
In 2018, the Syrian government intensified its attack on eastern Ghouta. This time, Balur says, it was as if the forces had upgraded their weapons.
They started to bomb every second and all the time during the day and the night, bomb everything. Even they bombed the shelters underground.
Eventually, Balur and her team were forced to leave.
I can't describe what I felt, but you take my soul. It's really my soul.
Balur fled to northern Syria. She spent 3 months there, got married, and moved to Turkey. That's where she lives now. Last month, the Council on Europe, a human rights organization, awarded Balur a prize for her work in eastern Ghouta.
Actually, it's an honor to me, and I'm very thankful for...
The story of the underground hospital is captured in a National Geographic documentary called The Cave. The documentary has been nominated for an Oscar. I asked Balur if she knows what happened to the cave after they left.
Yes, I know. Assad regime closed the cave and it's empty now.
She hopes to one day return to Ghouta and continue her medical work. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.